It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome everyone to Voices of Courage. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. I have a question for you. How good do you want your life to be? Listen, I'm in studio today with my guest, Christine Grant, and she's going to be helping you to have a much better life. I also have another guest coming on this show, Carolyn Anders, and she's also going to be working with you to ignite your passion, your power, your purpose, your sensuality, your sexuality, and ignite things in you that you may not have even ignited in the past year, 2 years, or 3 years. So this is going to be an amazing show. I want to ask you, do you really want to improve your personal life? Do you really want to improve your business life? You know, some of you are driving down thinking, I'm okay, everything's pretty good here. But, you know, are you truly happy? I mean, are you really happy in all areas of your life? Are you happy with your relationships? Is your family life on fire? Is everybody getting along? You know, or do you have somebody maybe that's estranged in your life? How's your business? How's your relationships in your business? How's your relationship with yourself? You know, are you feeling a sense of purpose and power and passion and love and joy and happiness in your life? Are you in a place where you're unfulfilled, feeling a little down, feeling a little like, what's the next step for me? Well, today. Today, this show is called The Courage to Ignite Your Power. And I'm here to help those of you that really want to tune in and just stop for a minute. You know, life is so fast. We're going 90 miles an hour, right? You know, if you don't have time to listen to this right this moment, this whole show, then I encourage you to go back and listen to it time and time again. We're going to have so many pieces that are going to really help you to take your life to a completely new level. In fact, if you have family or friends that you love and care for and really want to have them have the best life ever, I encourage you to go to voicesofcourage.us and download the show, send it to your family and friends. Right now, of course, you're on Facebook. There's hundreds of you out there right now, actually thousands. And I see that a lot of you are sending us likes, and we appreciate that. Invite some of your friends right now. It's a good time to invite people to listen to the show. Okay, so for those of you that are just tuning in, I am an entrepreneur. I've been doing this for the last 30 years. I'm also a best-selling author. I'm a life and a business strategist, and I'm a recognized authority in psychology of entrepreneurship and personal transformation. So what's the show about, really? It's about the psychology to help you improve connections with yourself, your relationships, and of course, unleash your potential. So I asked myself when I was preparing this for this show, what keeps us stuck, right? What keeps us not releasing our potential? And all of us have been there. Hey, listen, I've been there. You know, I struggled. I remember my first year of coaching. You know, I had lots of clients. Boy, I was, you know, doing really great. But at the end of the year, I was broke. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I was like, well, what do I do now? And a friend of mine called. His name is Eric Lafholm. And Eric said, hey, what? You know, there's a guy by the name of Tony Robbins that's hiring out here. And I said, well, what does he want? He said, oh, he wants somebody to run his coaching organization. I said, oh, I'm the perfect candidate. Let's see. I don't have any money. I have been coaching for a year. I really don't know the business very well, but I'm perfect. And he said, listen, you gotta stop that thinking. You are amazing. You are brilliant, he said. You have everything it takes. Tony would be grateful to have you in his life. And so I thought about that, and I said, you know, okay, I'll play full out. And I wrote a letter, right? My guest, Christine, is going to be talking about writing letters. Wrote a powerful letter to them. And long story short, I ended up beating 500 people, they tell me, out of that job, and I got it, right? And so I worked with Tony for a little over a year. And what happened with me is it changed everything. But, you know, it really what changed me in the way that this show is all about. Because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I thought I knew a lot. And I did. I was brilliant. I was smart. You know, college graduate, you know, been successful in businesses and a lot of different things in my life. But I didn't know in the new business that I was in the personal development industry, I had no clue how to make it work. And so I had to learn from the best. And I did. And Tony brought in people like a guy by the name of Jay Abraham to teach us how to write copy and how to market, right? Jay was getting at $5,000 an hour at the time. And so I was blessed to have a guy like that sitting across from me teaching me what I needed to know, right? So when we stay stuck, just as I was stuck wanting to be a coach, wanting to be successful in business, but I was stuck at not earning enough money. And I was afraid of two things. I was afraid that I was going to fail, but I was also afraid of success. And I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know that, you know, when I thought about, you know, I looked at Tony Robbins, oh, he's great, he's successful, he's all this. And at the time, I was like, well, you can never be that. You can never have your own show. You can't be speaking at seminars. You can't be a best-selling author. You can't have all that. Because there was a sense of fear inside of me that I needed to change. And the other thing I did wrong is I started focusing on how I was going to do it. I think that's always the wrong question to ask. If we ask, you know, like, how are you going? My goal for this radio show is to have it syndicated in 500 markets. Now, if I ask myself how I'm going to do that, quite frankly, I have no clue. And I don't think the studio engineer or the guy that's running the studio right now has a clue to tell me how I'm going to do that. He may give me some suggestions, but he doesn't have the how. So if I'm asking the how, it's not going to work. We have to ask the what. In fact, I wrote a book here. It's called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Extraordinary Questions to Create Life-Changing Results. There is not one how question in that book. Because I think how, a lot of times, it makes our mind dyslexic. So we might want to ask, what are the next three steps that I can take, right? That's simple. I can do that. Even I can do that. The other thing that keeps us stuck is poor self-image. So I had an image in myself when I went to apply for Tony Robbins that my friend Eric Laufelm helped me turn around. My image was, I wasn't enough. I didn't have what it takes. It'll never be good for me, right? And, you know, I didn't have those thoughts all the time, but underneath the surface, those things were permeating my consciousness. So I had to change that. And then I had some bad habits. Any of you have bad habits? I know I still got a few I'm working on. But, you know, those bad habits that stop us from succeeding, right? Think of one bad habit you have right now, okay? How is that limiting your success? If you were able to transition one bad habit, how could you change things around for yourself, right? One bad habit a lot of us have is not asking for help. We have a challenge with a relationship, and we don't ask for help. We have a challenge in our business, and we think we can outthink it. Or we get poor help. We get poor advice, right? Why do we get poor advice? Well, listen, if we don't have high self-esteem, what do? We go and talk to people that are low self-esteem like us, right? And we're getting there. So it's the blind leading the blind. So what I found is that if you're feeling like you have low self-esteem, right, that's okay, right? Because you know you got it. At least you know. At least you're ahead of like 90% of the people that think they don't have it, right? But go surround yourself with people that are more successful than you. If you can do that, you, in spite of your esteem, all of a sudden you're going to be putting yourself in an energy and a vibration and a mindset that's going to help you raise yourself up, right? And the other part is that I think that keeps people stuck is that we don't learn from our mistakes. I believe that introspection is the key to having a great life. Every single day, at the end of the day, for many, many years, I've asked what works, what doesn't work, and how can I make it better? And if we ask questions such as, you know, am I progressing today? Did my business create more wealth today? Did I spend too much today? Did I overspend? Did I underspend? Did I hire the right people? Did I, is my relationship getting better or worse? If we ask that every single day, we'll get the answers if we're honest. And some people say, well, Ken, I don't want to get those answers. And I say, why not? Because they depress me. I said, well, you know what? You're taking it way too personal. Okay? We have to look at our life dispassionately. You know, it's your life. Look at it dispassionately. Don't get your emotions involved. It's like, okay, what's working in my life? Okay, and list all those out because you got a lot of things that are working. You know, what are you grateful for in your life? You got a lot of things you're grateful for. And then what is not working? And what can you take to the next level? All right, so how do you get unstuck real quick? You got to do the work, okay? My two guests coming up on the show are going to tell you exactly what that work is and how to get unstuck in so many areas of your life. You got to let go of the past, because if you can't let go of the past, your life's not going to get any better. I did write a little book. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. It came out of about 20 years of working with clients that were stuck. And in this book, we get to inventory our fears, resentments, harms, shame, blame, guilt, remorse, all that stuff. Really simply, really quickly. It's a spiritual book, by the way. So we start with a prayer. We end with a prayer. Because I don't believe we can do anything alone in this life. And there's a higher power, a higher spirit that lives through all of us. So this book will help you to release the past and start to live in the present moment. Because listen, if we're generating our life from the past, I don't care who you are, how great you are. If you're generating from your past, you're probably limiting yourself in many, many, many ways. All righty. So I have a new segment coming up. And in the next segment, I have the inspired writer, Christine Grant. She's going to be talking about a subject that I had never heard before I met Christine. She's going to tell you how to write letters from the heart, inspired letters, that will transition your relationship with just about anybody. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome Welcome back. I want to let you know this show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. Coming up in August, August 10th. Actually, it's just right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
She has the top motivational speaker in the country coming in. Her name is Lisa Nichols. So if you're in San Diego area, you might be able to see it live or definitely on the web. But you can check that group out at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank all of you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage or Voices of Courage podcast. And again, I ask every show, please give us some reviews on iTunes. And if you're tuned in to Facebook Live right now, thank you for all the hearts and all the likes. We know there's thousands of you tuned in right now. So I want to introduce my inspired guest, Christine, to say hi to the Facebook fans here.
Hey.
And Christine is a seasoned marriage and family therapist and relationship coach. As an educator, she's a retired school psychologist. She's previously taught human development, law and ethics, social concerns, and an adjunct faculty professor at National University. Christine is the published author of Be Friendship Focused, an Anti-Bullying and Self-Empowerment Program for Children 8 to 12, as well as the A to Z Power Cards. And she's also the best-selling author to be for her new upcoming book, which is called Relationship, The Right Words for What You Really Meant to Say. Christine, welcome.
Hi, Ken. It's my pleasure to be here today. Oh. By the way, it's Relationshift.
S-H-I-F-T.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Relationshift. Your words are transcending and changing people's lives through this. How did this all come about? Can you share with how did the book come about? How did you get on this path? I mean, you got a psychology background, you're a teacher, and now you have this book that you're helping people write letters. What is this?
Well, you've heard that finding your passion and living your passion is the way to really roll through life. And fortunately, I've been blessed with this really kind of unique combination of drawing from my psychological background, knowing so much about human nature, having lived life in many forms and ways and having so many encounters, but I'm also very intuitive. And years ago, I had a friend, a neighbor, who had an issue with someone she was dating, and she thought he was a great guy. But she was not really attracted as far as, well, no chemistry. And she asked me what she should do. She was feeling badly. Well, of course, I told her, you've got to talk to this gentleman straight away and not lead anyone down a primrose path. She responded by saying, I'm not good at that. I stumble and fumble over my words. I probably will end up embarrassing myself and hurting him. Mm. So I said, well, rather than writing an internet or text message or something as cold as that can seem,
right,
why don't you consider writing a heartfelt letter and really just tell him how you feel in a very complimentary way, a way that shows compassion for yourself and not making anyone wrong, but just really telling the truth. Can you do that? She said, that's a great idea. When she showed me what she had written, I responded with, OMG,
mm-hmm.
You probably are going to hurt the guy's feelings.
Right.
Let me do it. I wrote her letter, and to this day, they're dear friends. In fact, he was an attorney, and he did all of her legal work. Well, this started a process where she then continued to ask me to write other letters, and then she was sending friends. And I was helping people for about 4 years just as a hobby, until one lady was being stalked by a vicious ex, and she couldn't sleep at night, even though she had a restraining order. She knew he was a tricky character. I wrote a letter from her to this ex-husband. he conveyed that he would not bother her again. And that was over 10 years ago.
Wow.
So they're very powerful.
Wow. Well, you know, I think you touched on something that is so true. I've written letters to people, and then I've had friends read them, and they're like, you can't send this, right?
Exactly.
Because there's too many hooks. There's too much, you know, emotion in the letter, you know, from my point of view. And sometimes you want to blame or shame or make somebody wrong because you're hurting, and you want to let them know how bad you're hurting. So I don't think this is the kind of letter to write, though.
You know, Ken, when you were speaking a little bit earlier about feeling stuck and having personal struggles through your life, what does get in the way? Let me share with you. We get in the way. We get in our own way. It's our ego. It's our emotional mask. We don't always see the forest for the trees because we are stuck or caught up in emotional reactivity. As you said, going into the past, living from past experience, or not having a vision for who we really are, not knowing what our capacities are. So when I help people with letters, it's more than getting great results from compelling messages. Actually, the person that inquires with me to help them with their letter, they seem to transform magically.
That's interesting because, you know, there's a thought that comes up to me, you know, is ghostwriting letters really an honest way to go because you're not really writing? You know, the person isn't. What do you say to that when somebody says that to you?
That is a common and obvious reaction. But what I have learned over 15 years of writing these letters, ghostwriting these letters for others, I do tap into the other person's heart. I once wrote a letter from a father to his son. They'd had a huge falling out. They'd had a history of having struggles, power struggles, since the son was a child. And the father wanted me to write a letter of guilt and shame because the son had bypassed meeting his parents when he felt his dad had insulted him and his parents hadn't seen him in a long time. The son lived in Europe. So I intuitively looked at this man and said, oh my gosh, you've been meddling in your son's financial affairs. I've got another hit. You're kind of upset because he's 35 and he's not married and you want grandkids. I have your letter. I wrote the letter. The father couldn't believe it. The father said, you know, I have to share my childhood. My dad passed away when I was 9, and I went to work in a hardware store just to help my mom, who had never worked, and I delivered newspapers. So it dawned on me at that moment that this gentleman really had issues with wanting to help and protect, and that was his love language or way of expressing his love to his son, and there was a misinterpretation. So when the letter was written, the son called the father and said, oh my gosh, I need to know, is your letter true? The father responded, son, I can't write worth a lick. I hired this lady to help me with the letter, but you need to know every single word in that letter came from my heart. 3 weeks later, the son called the dad from Paris. The father went into his old, you know, panic mode. What's going on? How can I help? The son said, Dad, everything's wonderful. I just needed to hear your voice. And so that started their relationship or shift,
wow.
I will say.
That's amazing. Well, listen, we're going to be right back with Christine, and we're going to be talking. I want to know a couple things about these letters. You know, I want to know, you know, is there, when don't they work, right? If they don't work, I want to know that. And I also want to know what's the most powerful way to connect with somebody that you're writing that letter to, okay, after the fact, right? All right, so anyway, if you want to find out about Christine Grant, though, I want you to go to her website. It's called, actually about her book, inspiredheartletters.com, inspiredheartletters.com. Letters.com. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need, our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I want to welcome you back to Voices of Courage. Our topic today is the courage to reignite your power. And I want to let you know we're being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. I'm in studio with psychologist Christine Grant. We're talking about her new book, Inspired Heart Letters. Excuse me, that's a website. Well, that's okay. I'll give that out again, inspiredheartletters.com. And the book is Relation Shift, The Right Words for What You Really Meant to Say. Boy, you know, I was thinking about a family member that was estranged in my life, and for about 2-3 years. And had I known you, I would have had you write the letter. She came back in our lives recently through a lot of, I guess, inner work, prayer, and, you know, and reaching out and that type of thing with a lot of love and compassion. But I think you could have made it a lot quicker for us. That's what I get.
I have. That happens to be one of my biggest requests for letters, is for people that have had estrangement from a family member or loved one. Mm. And it's one of those topics that you don't hear too much about. You're not going to find lots of books, if any. I haven't found any on that particular subject, because there seems to be some shame. It's like the skeleton in the closet. People do not readily discuss the fact that they haven't spoken with their daughter or their son or their sister or their dear friend for years, even decades. And I have fortunately been able to really help people struggling with that particular issue. What happens, and I want to give the audience a tip, consider that as humans, often we have the propensity or the habit of becoming emotional pack rats. And it's very healthy to kind of clean out the old dust bunnies, the old emotional debris that we hang on to, which is resentment, which is our pride, which is all of the things that get in the way of us connecting. I've helped so many people with estrangement get back in each other's lives. Recently, I wrote a letter from a man who hadn't seen his daughter in 30 years. Guess what? She wrote back the most touching letter. I cried. And they're back in each other's lives. And it's so beautiful. Oh. It's my honor and my privilege to be sort of a channel or an instrument. However, people can also learn to write better letters themselves.
Mm. And I think that's what the book is about, right? It's teaching, yes, people how to write those letters themselves. Although everybody doesn't have a letter writing skill, which is nice that you're available too. But I have a thought around that. You know, after I write the letter, what happens? I mean, do I call a person? Do I give them time? Do I email them? I don't know. What happens with that?
In my experience so far over the last 15 years is sometimes I'll write a letter and the person reads it and they don't send it anywhere. Why? Because even though they've asked me to write the letter and I never, ever tell anybody what they should desire, I do an interview. I will read the letter over the phone and send the person the letter in a Word document, and then they are free to do with the letter what they choose. I do read their soul, their heart, their frequency, and we upgrade that through the letter. So often someone will receive a letter and they'll say, oh my gosh, I don't need to send this letter. I have had a change of heart. I see things clearly now just by this letter. Other people will send the letter on. Most people do send the letter on, and it's almost like I'm baking cookies because then I get to wait for the results. And so far, the results have been all positive. I can go on forever, and it's in my book, but I want to also say, to help the audience listening today, if you'd like to get some free advice on how to upgrade your writing skills and dial in to getting out of your own way, I have an ebook on my website that can certainly help you. So if you check out my website, www.inspiredheartletters.com, then please, I welcome you to sign up and get that free ebook. That will get you started.
Wow. You know, I'm just thinking of people in my life right now that I wish they had this book in their hands right this moment, sincerely, because, you know, I'm thinking about a friend that just went through a divorce, and, you know, right now they're estranged, and I just think that, you know, by understanding the principles behind the book.
Yeah. My up and coming book, which is Relation Shift, mm-hmm. The Right Words for What You Really Meant to Say, is loaded with different relationship themes. So it's 10 chapters, and I have a chapter dedicated to divorce and relationships that have ended, mm-hmm. and also divorced co-parenting. I mean, what about the kids? Mm-hmm. So I've helped so many people to reconsider the impact that their anger, resentment, need to, quote, get even, or ultimately it's their fear and their hurt that gets in the way of creating a legacy for the children, where there's going to be, obviously, certain family reunions for weddings, graduations, watching your child in a school play. And wouldn't it be nice if the children could see their parents co-parenting, being wow. in the same room and having that frequency, because children pick up on every emotion, right. whether you say it or not. Yeah. They're uber sensitive folk. Okay. So wouldn't it be great if the family could have a better flow and a better sense of connection despite where the parents are at?
And, well, I just think that's so important for children and for parents and family. And gosh, just that alone, that one piece, how many of us know somebody that is been divorced or getting divorced, or they're estranged from their ex for whatever reason, and there's children in between here. That reason alone would be to either buy the book for yourself or give it to 10 people you know, right? I love what you're doing. I really do. I think this is powerful work. I've not heard anybody else doing something like this. And so if you're listening to the show today, it's you're listening to Christine Grant. And her new book is called Relation Shift, and The Right Words for What You Really Meant to Say. You could get that book at inspiredheartletters.com, inspiredheartletters.com. Any final thoughts?
Yes, stay tuned for the new book that's coming out. It will be on Amazon shortly. In the meantime, please do come by my website, www.inspiredheartletters. Pick up your free ebook. I also have another book, limited edition, Relationship, A Radical Way to Heal.
Listen, when this new book comes out, I want you to come back on this show. This is really powerful.
I can't wait.
I think we need to talk a lot more about that, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of Facebook likes out there and people that are saying, yes, Ken, bring her back on. We need to know a lot more about this. So thank you so much for being on the show. Coming up next, I have my next guest, and Carolyn Andrews. She's been on my show before. And the reason she's back is because her message is so powerful. We're going to be talking about how you can transition your life through tuning back into your own sensuality, your own purpose, your own passion. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome back. What a great day to change your life, change your thinking, change your mindset. Hey, if you're just driving down the road, you just joined us. This show is dedicated to you. It's here to help you transition every area of your life. To have more joy, fulfillment, happiness, purpose, pleasure, you know, all the things that we really want in life. But, you know, it's like anything else. If you want it, you got to set your intention to go get it. And then you have to do some work, right? Nothing comes free. Yeah. No pain, no gain. Let me think about that. I think that's actually kind of a truism in many areas of life. Anyway, it is for me as a triathlete, right? So, I feel the pain and I make the changes as a result of that. All right. In studio here, I have my guest, Carolyn Andrews, and she is a Reiki master, yoga instructor, relationship coach for over 20 years, and she's dedicated her life to the study of areas of spirituality, relationship, personal development, yoga. And, you know, last time we had you on the show, Carolyn, we talked about sensuality and femininity and, you know, and bringing those powers back into the body. So, how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ken. I'm really excited to be here back again with you on this amazing station, and everything you do is so powerful.
Well, you know, last time you were here, we got a lot of really positive feedback from our guests and from our audience. So our other guests and our audience. So I thought, you know, let's bring you back. Let's talk about what you're up to now. How can people today, you know, we live in this busy, fast-paced, crazy world, everything's going 90 miles an hour. Who wants to slow down and do any work on themselves, right?
Right.
Nobody. But how do you help people to do this?
Yeah, well, I mainly work with women, men too, but my passion is getting women to get back into their divine feminine essence. So many women, we've been brought up acting as men, being more masculine, like producing and creating, and we've forgotten the beauty of being a woman.
You know, it's interesting. I'm probably stretching. I'll probably get some feedback on this. But, you know, Judy, my wife, yes. Right? My wife of, 19 years now. She's such a sweetheart.
Beautiful.
And she turns on two talk shows in TV. Usually daily she watches them. And one is The Talk and one is The Voice. And the difference in the energy of the women is just really profound. One is very masculine oriented, and one is very soft-spirited, feminine oriented. Maybe I shouldn't say which one is which. I'll leave that up to my audiences to guess.
Right.
But you get it? Have you ever watched those shows? Do you get what I'm talking about?
I have, and absolutely can.
It's a good idea.
It's great. And what women don't realize is when they're in their masculine, you actually repel men. Because men want to be, when we're in our feminine, when we're in our flow, when we're in our radiance, when we're, you know, being embodied, really in our bodies, not when we're producing and pushing ourselves out there. So helping women get back into their body and is through pleasure is what I love to teach women the most. The five sensual, you know, taste, touch, sound, feeling and breath.
Right. And, you know, I want to clarify something. Mm-hmm. Being a feminine woman in your body, it doesn't mean you don't have great opinions.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that you're not powerful, that you're not stated, that you stand for things, you have values, you're there to contribute. But there's a way that it's done. And you can probably touch it more than me. But I know when I listen to a woman that's just in their male energy, like you said, it is just like, I don't even want to go there. They're it's like their countenance changes, their whole being changes, and they look like a guy.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Funny.
And they're really more in their heads, right, okay. Ken? So that's what you're sensing. They're not in their hearts. Mm. So when a woman is coming from her heart, like our last guest, Christine, said so beautifully, she's more, the energy of herself is literally in her body. When we get too much in our head, we tend to leave that space, which is what magnetizes the men, being more in the heart and in the body.
So how do we get people out of their head?
Yeah.
And how do you get women out of their head and into their heart?
Yeah. Well, I love to teach women to teach, use their body as an altar. So when a woman, you know, comes to being an altar, then she's really honoring herself. And a way that she could do that is like taking a bath with rose petals and essential oils, and that's really actually igniting, you know, the divinity, the sacredness of her body. When she eats healthy and eats organic food, that's enlivening, you know, the sacredness of her soul. So when women really start to understand this body is a sacred vessel, and when I treat it with honor and dignity, I will then magnetize whatever the desires that she seeks in all areas of her life.
You know, that's interesting because there's a part of me that looks at the food in the grocery stores, for instance, all the processed food, right? And, you know, I eat some of it, but like if my diet's more than 10% processed food, I'd be surprised.
Right.
Because I'm eating about 90% really organic whole foods and stuff. But, you know, a lot of people are just, they're busy. They don't have time to buy organic. They're just on the road. They're doing things quickly. How do you counsel somebody like that?
Well, that's a good question because they really have to want it, Ken. You know, and you probably know as a triathlete, if you didn't feed your body, all that, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing at this point, right, in the stage. So when you start really feeling the results, you'll make the time. And there's all kinds of easy ways to eat organic, healthy food on the go. I mean, come on, you can fruit or celery or carrots. Those are easy things you can throw in the car and eat when you feel like you don't have the time as opposed to going to fast food.
Yeah.
Right? So I usually like, how badly do you want it?
How bad do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we get in touch with that? How badly do we want it? Okay. I mean, how do we increase our purpose and drive? How do you help? You're a coach. You help people do this. I know you do.
Right. Well, I first want to start with, where are we? How are we feeling in the body? Or are we stressed? Are we despondent? Are we disconnected? Because that's what happens to women when they disconnect from their divine feminine essence. They become completely despondent. They're depressed. They're They can't sleep. They have, you know, digestion issues. I mean, all kinds of the things that happen when you're not in tune with your body. So I usually like do an assessment. Where are you? And then again, how badly do you want it? That's what's going to motivate them to change and shift.
I think that's really important. I know that, you know, recently I had a client share with me that she's been on blood pressure medicine for a couple of years, just diagnosed with adrenal failure. And on the call, she's telling me everything's okay. I'm at have most peace in my life. And I'm like, there's a disconnect here. Okay.
Right.
You know, and this is a conscious woman. So, you know, and then we're just talking about it and bringing it to light. She's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You're right. Yeah. This is going on. So, when somebody comes to you like that, what do we do here?
Yeah. Well, I usually try to dig into whatever that wounding may be, because there's that subconscious programming going on that's telling them, you know, if they're not attuned to it,
right,
that they're not good enough, like you were sharing earlier, or they don't deserve it. And so even though consciously this woman, as you said, is conscious doing these things, there's still maybe some programming that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really big with the inner child healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I intuitively can see. Once you tell me your upbringing, I can, boom, I know right where the wounding is and where we need to go to heal that.
That's amazing. Hey, listen, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can go to my website. It's howdoihealmyself.org and find out more about me. It is being completely redesigned, so just excuse the way it looks right now, but it's being rewritten and redesigned, and that's how they can find out more.
Okay. Okay, that's
good. And I also
good.
Have a really cool, if you want to know where you are on your pleasure scale, you can go to yourpleasurefactor.com and take a quiz on where you rank in your pleasure. Then I'll give you insights as to how you can make that better.
Wow.
Because when a woman's in her pleasure, she's in her highest power.
Okay, I got to find out more about that. Okay, so listen, we're going to be coming back here in just a minute. When we do, I'm going to ask Carolyn to see what is this pleasure? How do we get our women into the pleasure centers and help them stay there so that they have more joy and peace and happiness in their lives? All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Okay, today is such an amazing show. I hope you've been listening the whole time. And for you on Facebook, thank you so much for all the shout-outs and the likes that you've been giving us. There's thousands of you out there today. I really appreciate that. By the way, for those of you that want to replay this show, you can go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us, and you can replay this. Also, I want to mention our sponsor, Women's Wisdom. They have upcoming event with Lisa Nichols coming August 10th. It's here in San Diego. So if you're in the San Diego area and you want to connect with a group of entrepreneurial women that truly support one another, that are really there for one another, I really encourage you to come and visit Women's Wisdom. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Okay, this show today is called The Courage to Ignite Your Power. In studio, I have Caroline Andrews, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how to tune into your pleasure centers in just a second. I'm going to bring her back on. But I want to let you know that I have a new book coming out in November of this year. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, and it's daily strategies and wisdom to change your life one day at a time. I wrote this book because I think all of us need inspiration and a little wisdom on a consistent basis, like daily. I don't know about you, but I need it in the good times and the bad times for me to really remember that I am here to evolve, to grow, to be all I can be. And for us to be able to do that, we really need encouragement. So that's why I wrote the book. I'd like to read you a real quick a part of the section on day 205 so that you get a feel for what the book is about. So day 205, it starts out with a quote, and the quote is from D.H. Lawrence. It says, "The great virtue in life is real courage that knows how to face facts and live beyond them." One of the greatest success stoppers in our life is arrogance. It's the false feeling of superiority that is built on presumptuous claims and misguided assumptions. It separates people from their true spirit and blocks the sunlight of the spirit from shining through them. Unfortunately, arrogant people seem to be the last ones to know they're overconfident. False pride and self-importance, which seems to accompany them wherever they go, sets them up for eventual failure. The opposite of arrogance is humility, which is the ability to be modest. It lacks pretense and tends to result in seeing reality clearly. Truly successful people develop humility and practice it daily. So today, ask, what results have I been getting that are a clear indication I need more humility? How can I change the unchangeable with humility? What has to happen for me to see reality clearly? And the actions, come up with an action plan to have more humility. So that's a sample of what this book is about. Imagine 365 days of really looking at your junk and be able to transcend it. Well, I have in studio right now, by the way, you can get that book at thecouragetochangeeverything.com, thecouragetochangeeverything.com. You can pre-order it. It's coming out in November, so you can pre-order it at thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Now, back to my guest in studio here, Caroline Andrews, and she is a woman's healing facilitator. She's a Reiki master, a yoga instructor, relationship coach for over 20 years. And we're going to talk about how women can tune into their pleasure centers to actually transcend their life and have more joy and happiness. Caroline, I don't know anything about this subject, but talk to me a little bit about it.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to teach women how to do. And what I like to start with is just getting them more in their physical body. And the best way to do that is teaching them how to take their breath and bring it all the way down to their sacral area and just visualizing light going up and down their spine so they can really start to feel their bodies. Again, we talked earlier about we get so much in our heads, and that's when we're not truly in our bodies. And when a woman is in her body, she's more present, right? So the person she's with is really going to sense that connection that they can feel with her not being in her head. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad to use our heads, but when we're there too much, you can't feel the woman coming from her heart. And when you're in that space, you naturally tap into your pleasure. So teaching women how to be more in their body. And then, of course, I love having them do simple things as far as fresh flowers. Always having fresh flowers around themselves to remember, to remind them the beauty of sight and smell, or maybe having an organic piece of chocolate, whatever it is on a daily basis that gets them back in their pleasure, because they're really going to be more radiant, magnetize what they want, and anyone that comes in their presence want to be in their energy.
I can feel that radiating from you, and how you show up in studio and who you are. I can, you know, I'm kind of sensitive to those things, so I do feel that. There's a part of this that I think women and men have to slow down to succeed. What you're talking about is breathing and being in the body. You can't really do that if you're going 90 miles an hour, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, I'm so present with you right now, Ken, that there's no other thoughts about anything than except being here right now. Or if I was too much in my head, I'd be thinking of five different other things, which women are guilty of that, by the way, multitasking. And that would be a turnoff to you.
Yeah.
Get it? So it's really embodying that.
You know, there's a part where I want to say this with tact, that we fall in love with each other, men or women, okay, when we're in that present moment, when we can just see the soul. Mm-hmm. We see the soul of the person. Mm-hmm. And if you've never done it before, it takes practice. It's not something you just go, oh, I'm going to look at somebody and fall in love. Most of the time, what happens? Our judgments?
Yeah. We're doing all that preconceived. You know, we're completely judging them in the beginning. Yeah.
Right.
So you're right, Ken. When you can connect with their soul, which I love this thing called soul gazing.
Yeah.
You know, you look into the eyes and really connect, and you don't even look at the sex. It's just the soul.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way, another way to be fully present in the body and with whomever you're in the presence with.
Yeah, reminds me when I was with Tony Robbins, we traveled with a group of trainers at the time, and we would just take time to just connect, just look at each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because you start looking at a person after a while, they kind of go away. Their body goes away, and you start seeing colors and lights and all kinds of fun things happen.
Right. Absolutely.
If you haven't tried it, try it out with somebody that's going to be present with you.
Exactly.
Anyway, so listen, how do people get a hold of you with this work?
Yeah, so they can visit me on my website. It's howdoihealmyself.org. And I also mentioned if you want to take my pleasure factor quiz, it's yourpleasurefactor.com.
Yourpleasurefactor.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you one last question. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know your final thoughts on, like, if somebody's listening to us right now and they're thinking, wow, I'd really like to connect with this part of my body that has the pleasure and it really connect. What would you give them? What's the three things or one thing they can do to really start this process?
Yeah, well, I kind of already mentioned it before. I really want them to be still and send their breath down into their womb.
Okay.
Just doing that, even for men, okay, that's still going to get you fully present in your body,
right,
so that you can even experience the pleasure around you.
Wow.
And then everybody has something unique that turns them on. What turns you on? Is it dance? You know, is it healthy food? Whatever turns a woman on or a man, do that.
Right.
I mean, literally take the time, this, you know, 2 to 5 minutes a day, just connecting with yourself, being more present with yourself. Again, everyone's going to feel that.
Yeah.
And you will draw and magnetize that what you seek and desire. It works.
It does work. And if, you know, of course, you know, we have skeptics. I used to be a skeptic of all this until I started just doing it. And I think I like what you said, because it doesn't take, you don't have to go to some workshop for 7 days, or you have to read the next 10 books, you know, to get it. You can get it right now, today.
Yeah. And Ken, you being in nature, when you go out, don't you feel connected?
Always.
When you're outside, I mean, that's one easy thing. Go spend more time. We have no excuse living here in Southern California, by the way, not to be outside on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That instantly can create pleasure in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and connection too. I think we get connected to our own soul, our own spirit.
Absolutely.
And we start to feel better and better about our lives. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for being on this show. It's been an amazing experience with you, and I hope you'll come back again.
Thank you, Ken. It's been a delight.
Thank you. So, what are you going to do to rise up, to ascend your thinking, to change your conversations, to expand your courage this week? You know, if you do this, honestly, you're going to move through your disappointments quicker. You're going to move through those challenging times quicker. You're going to be able to surrender to that force we call good or God and find yourself. You're going to find your passion. You're going to find more joy, happiness, and love in your life. That's what this show is about. I hope that you'll tell your friends about us. You can also get the book I talked about earlier on the show, the Release Renew book at releaserenew.com, or pre-order my book, The Courage to Change Everything, at thecouragetochangeeverything.com. And you can find all of our replays on voicesofcourage.us or by searching us on Facebook. Let's search for Voices of Courage. All right, until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.